Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time that we have together in your presence and in your word. And I pray, Father, that you would speak to our hearts this morning. Father, I ask that you would help me, Lord, to say exactly what you'd have me to. I pray, Father, as always, that I would say what is right about you. Lord, that you would be glorified, that your people would be encouraged and strengthened, and that faith would come. Lord, we also remember our young people this morning. Lord, we just pray that you would just move and work in their services. Lord, but not only that, but even as they walk that campground, I pray, Father, that they will sense the presence of an almighty God and know that you are there with them. Lord, that you will speak to their heart and they'll forever be changed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to share a simple message with you, but it's going to be a lot of scripture. And I just want to encourage you to hang on. And you may need to jot some references down, because I believe that I have a word that there's some things here that we need to know, and we need to know them for sure. And sometimes it's hard to remember what you heard on a Sunday morning the next day. And so jot those verses down that speak to your heart and go back and read over those again. And I believe God wants this to be something that we retain. Amen. I mean, when you retain the word, when you cherish it, then it brings forth a harvest in our life. So often we hear the word and then a day later, a week later, a month later, it's not there. But this is something that we need to hang on to. God is faithful. I didn't really give much thought to the faithfulness of God when I was young. I guess it didn't really impress me that much as a young person. But over the years, I've seen how faithful God is, and it becomes more and more important to me. In fact, this is one of my favorite things about the Lord, is that God is faithful. See, over the years, troubles come and go, people come and go, and through all kinds of difficulties and tests and trials, I tell you, I testify that God is faithful. Through all life's changes, man, do things change. You know, they say here in Texas, if you don't like the weather, give it a day, it'll change. But you know what? Life is just that way, and it seems like as the years go by, things change faster. But we all have to deal with change, and yet we can count on Him through it all because He's faithful. Faithful in the ups and downs. He's faithful in the struggles and the battles. He's faithful when we go through the fire. He's faithful when we pass through the waters. He's faithful in all of our setbacks and disappointments and personal failures, yet God is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says it very simply and clearly, God is faithful. He's trustworthy. He does what is right. He keeps His word. He keeps His promises. He always does what He says that He will do. He is the one that we can always count on. In the NIV, Deuteronomy 32 and 4 says, He is the rock. His works are perfect, and all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. Sometimes people doubt the faithfulness of God because they don't know the character of God. They don't really know Him. Because if you really know Him, you know this: His works are perfect. All His ways are just. It's amazing how often God is accused of not being fair. All his ways are just. See, we need to know the character of God. We need to know who he is and what he's really like. Let me tell you, he is faithful. And notice it says, who does no wrong. He does no wrong. He is misjudged all the time, accused of wrong. But the Bible says clearly, he does no wrong. He is faithful. You can depend upon him completely. You can rely on him, and he will never let you down. Now, it may seem like it sometimes. See, we walk by faith, not by sight. But he will never let you down. You can absolutely rely on him. You know, I'm preaching this message about God being faithful, and I realize that for some of you, it may not be that exciting. I mean, when you talk about reliability, that's just not really exciting to most people. Reliable. Especially if you're talking to young people. See, when you tell a young lady, now, that young man is reliable. That ain't the one she wants. You just turned her off. You said he's reliable. You tell your teenager, now, sweetheart, this is a reliable car. You just convinced them they don't want it. I remember my first car. I worked at Piggly Wiggly. I saved up. And at 15, I bought my first car, $850. A 67 Firebird. Oh, you say that, but you didn't see it. It needed some work. It used to have an air conditioner. It didn't when I had it. But anyway, there were a lot of things wrong with it, but I liked it. I mean, you know, a 67 Firebird, that was cool. A 15-year-old boy, that was cool. I remember having to put it in the shop for this and that. And I would come up to a stop sign, and the motor mounts were bad. And so the motor would shift, and somehow it would move the carburetor linkage so that the accelerator was pulled to the floorboard. And so I'm, you know, when you're 15, you can do these things. I had my foot on the brake as hard as I could, and I got to reach down to the accelerator to try to pull it off the floor so that I don't rear end somebody or go through an intersection. And yes, I didn't wait very long to get that fixed. But anyway, the car was not reliable. And so I got rid of that one, and I had a couple more that weren't too reliable. And finally, when I was getting ready to go to Bible college, I decided, you know what, I got to get something. I was going to be driving a ways, and I decided I got to get something that I can rely upon. So I got a Chevrolet Chevette. Now that was a cool car. Yeah, y'all don't need to know this, but when me and Carmen met, I had a 1980 blue Chevette, and she had a 1980 blue Chevette. But anyway, so, and you know, I'm glad the young people aren't here this morning because they would be judging me hard, especially if they knew what a Chevette was. But let me tell you what's really not cool. Being stranded on the side of the road is not cool. I don't care if it is a 67 Firebird. It ain't cool when you're stranded on the side of the road. It's cool when you're driving by in the Chevette. That's cool. And so I'm just wanting you to get the hold of this morning, that it is really an awesome thing that you can always count on the Lord. He will never leave you stranded. He will always be there for you. He will never fail you. He is faithful, and you can absolutely trust him, absolutely rely upon him. You know, when you buy a car, it's a good idea to read the reviews and see what the reliability record is. So I'm going to testify this morning that God's reliability is impeccable. He is always faithful, always trustworthy, all the time, not most of the time. What do you call a spouse who is faithful most of the time? Unfaithful. God is always faithful. Because He's always faithful, He is trustworthy. You see, you can trust Him because you know that He's not going to fail you. He's not going to let you down. Always faithful. Now, faithfulness is something that's easy to take for granted because He's always there. It's always the same. He doesn't change. He's always faithful. And you know, we're at that time of year where, you know, people give thanks. But for us, it should be lifestyle, something that we always do. And I want to tell you, we need to be thankful for the faithfulness of God and all that He so faithfully provides for us. In Yellowstone Park, Old Faithful would erupt just like a clock. They knew when it was coming. One man who went to see Old Faithful, he said that he was in the dining room, and when it got close to time for Old Faithful to erupt, all of the diners all got up and went over to the windows to watch, and then when it did, everybody oohed and awed. But he noticed that the waitresses and the busboys, during that time, they would run out and bust the tables and refill all the water glasses and take care of things, and none of them even looked in the direction of the geyser. Because it was so familiar to them. And I'm telling you that sometimes we are so accustomed, we are so familiar with God's faithfulness, we don't even recognize it. We are unaware. We need to be aware that an awesome God is taking care of us, watching over us. How could we miss it when day after day after day, He is faithful? And it is some of those things that we take for granted in the faithfulness of God that we should be the most thankful for. We tend to be ungrateful for the things that God does every day. The Bible tells us, in everything, give thanks. How can you give thanks in every situation? I mean, when you're in a bad situation, when the circumstances are difficult, how can you give thanks? Because God is faithful in every situation. You may not see how it's going to work out, you may not understand, but you can know this: God is faithful. I can rely upon Him. I can trust Him. What I'm dealing with right now, I can trust Him. He's faithful. So many struggle to really believe, to rely upon the Lord. So many live in worry and fear. They carry a heavy burden, all because they do not really realize the faithfulness of God. It's hard for us to grasp the depths of God's faithfulness when we live in a culture that's so lacking in faithfulness. People break contracts like they mean nothing. You know, some people say, oh, marriage is, that's just a piece of paper. Employers and employees. In our time, there's no faithfulness anymore. People work for a company for 30 years, and then they decide we can hire somebody cheaper. Let's fire them and get somebody different. And employees will jump ship just because somebody offered them a few more dollars. No faithfulness. There's such a a lack of faithful fathers in our culture. Now, I thank God for men of God who are faithful fathers, but I'm telling you, there's so many that don't have a faithful father, and it's hard for people to understand a heavenly father who is always there, always faithful to take care of us. You know, it's not really anything new. Proverbs 20 and 6, the Bible says, a faithful man who can find. But in this world, there's so many that have become skeptical and cynical, and they have that attitude, well, I believe it when I see it. And so when we're talking about the faithfulness of God and how you can trust Him and how you can rely upon Him, it's hard for a lot of people to really grasp this. And that's why we need to renew our minds with the Word of God. We need to see what the Bible says. We need to understand that this is who God really is. That He is absolutely trustworthy. He always does what He says He'll do. He keeps His Word. He's faithful. Psalm 119, verse 89 and 90 says, forever, O Lord, Your Word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You see, His Word is never going to change. It is forever settled in heaven. He always keeps His Word. The Lord told Noah that He was going to flood the earth and destroy every living thing that was not in the ark. And so Noah obeys God, and he builds this great ark. But think about this. The Lord spoke to Noah, and for 50 to 80 years, somewhere in that time frame, he builds this ark day after day, and is a preacher of righteousness, testifying to the world that God is going to flood the world. 50 years minimum goes by. Did God keep His Word? Yes, He did. I'm just telling you that God always keeps His Word. But sometimes, you know, you got to stand in faith. You got to stand in faith when it doesn't look like anything's happening. You stand in faith when people are making fun or ridiculing. You stand in faith because you know that God is faithful, and if He said it, He's going to do it. And at the end of that time, the flood came. It was exactly as God said. When the water finally receded, Noah and his family got out. The Lord made Noah a promise that He would never destroy the earth again with the flood. And He put a rainbow in the sky as a symbol, a sign of that covenant. And you know what? In all of the wickedness of man and all the terrible things that go on in this world, God has kept that promise. And every time that we see a rainbow, in fact, I think it ought to be every time that it rains, we ought to remember the faithfulness of God and the mercy of God, that it is just because of His mercy that we are not destroyed. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because of His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Your faithfulness. Every time we wake up to a new day, we should think of the faithfulness of God and give Him thanks. His mercies are new every morning. You see, when we're not sick, when we're not in pain, do we remember to give thanks? Do we remember God's faithfulness to us? When we are sick, when we do have pain, when we're going through those things, do we remember that God is merciful, that He is faithful to us, that He will keep His Word? I'm just telling you, so many blessings and so many different situations in life, and through it all, He is faithful. He keeps His Word, And we need to be remind ourselves constantly of the faithfulness of God so that we will be thankful for all that He has given to us and blessed us with, so that we will have faith to pray and to believe. So I'm telling you, when we trust God, we say, when we count Him faithful, we trust Him. And when we trust God, there's going to be times of testing and trial. There's going to be times when we are standing on the promises of God, counting on His Word. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen." It doesn't take faith to believe what you already see and you already have in hand. It's faith when you can't see it, you don't have it, but it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And what I'm saying to you is that when we count God as faithful and we're standing, we're living by His Word, yes, there's times when it looks like, oh, the Lord had let me down. Well, things didn't work out the way I thought. Opportunities to be disappointed or dismayed. But I'm telling you, we stand in faith because of this. He is faithful. He will keep His Word. I don't know why things happen the way they do sometimes. But what I do know is that God is faithful. I know that we can fail Him 100 times, but He will not fail us. We serve a God who's never broken His Word. He's never gone back on a promise. He has proven Himself faithful for 1,000 generations. Deuteronomy 7:9 says, "Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments." God is faithful to His people. We fail, we fall, we make mistakes, we have shortcomings and weaknesses, and yet the Lord is faithful to us. You know, most people will be faithful only as long as you are faithful. You see, if you're not faithful, well, then they're not going to be faithful either. But God is not like that. He is faithful regardless of whether or not we are. Because it's not just something He does. It's who He is. He is faithful God. 2 Timothy 2:13 says, "If we are faithless, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself." You see, God is faithful to you because He can't deny Himself. It's who He is. We fail. He never fails. Sometimes we are too weak. He is all powerful. Things that we don't know, we don't understand. But He does. And you see, no matter how sincere we are, there are times that we can't keep our word. I can't tell you how many times somebody said, "I'll see you Sunday," and they weren't there. And maybe a kid got sick, maybe they had car trouble. But I'm just telling you, for all of us, we're human. There's times we can't keep our word. He's not human. He's God, and He always keeps His word. He never fails. Even when we're not, it's a matter of character. See, people will let you down. People will disappoint you. People will say one thing and do another. People will hurt you, sometimes even friends, even family, even God's people, because they're human. And no matter how hard they try, they can fail you. But God is ever faithful. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie. Now, some people need to hear that this morning. Just hear the first part even. God is not a man. People always want to judge God as a man. God is not a man. He's not a man that he should lie. He can't lie. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? He'll make good on it. Luke 21:33. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Hebrews 6:18. It is impossible for God to lie. So when God says it, we need to know that he is faithful, that he will always keep his word. We go through difficult times, things that we don't understand. We don't have all the answers. That's when we need to remember God is faithful. And because he is faithful, we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. So many people are just burdened down with worry and fear. They're carrying this heavy load of fear and what's going to happen, worried about everything. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. See, that's not the way we're supposed to live. Worried about government, worried about their job, worried about finances, worried about their health, worried about their kids. And Jesus says, do not worry. Three times in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus says, do not worry. Your heavenly Father knows the things you have need of. He knows exactly what you're going through. Listen, do not worry. I don't think it was a good idea or a suggestion. I think it's a command. We're not supposed to live in worry. How can we not worry? Here's how. You trust God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's going on, you just decide, you know what? God is faithful. He is absolutely trustworthy. By the way, just to help you get past this a little bit, I realize a lot of people say, oh, I can't help. Let me tell you something. Worry never fixed nothing. Only thing worry will do for you is make you, well, it'll make you sick and it'll make you look old. That's the truth. You need to get that worry off of you. That's not God. God didn't do that. He doesn't want you to live in worry. He wants you to learn to trust him. Amen. To know this, that he is absolutely faithful to you. But the answer is that you get your mind on him. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Now, here's what worry is. You see, we start thinking about the problem. And we think about it, not just one time, that wouldn't really be worry. But we think about it, and we think about it, and we think about it. We get up in the morning, and we're thinking about it. We drive down the road, we're thinking about it. We're trying to do our job at work, and we're thinking about it. And then we come home and relax on the couch, and we're thinking about it. We put our head on the pillow, and we're still thinking about it. That's worry. Thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Because he trusts you. You see, if you really trust him, what you do is you get your mind stayed, fixed, focused on the Lord. Don't tell me you can't do it, because I want to tell you, in the same way you can focus on the circumstances, you can focus on a loving God, a heavenly Father who is faithful to you. You focus on him. You get up in the morning and you think, your mercies are new today. Who knows what God might do today in this situation? You're driving down the road and you're thinking about how great the Lord is, how awesome God is. You're in your workplace and you're supposed to be working, but you're thinking about God. Oh no. You go home and you're relaxing on the couch, thinking about the Lord. You put your head on the pillow at night and you're thinking about God's faithfulness, his deliverance that's coming for you. I'm telling you, that's how you have perfect peace. And it's because you trust him. Focus on Him. Keep your mind stayed on Him because you trust Him. You can count on Him. You can count on everything He says. You can count on His promises. His promises would be worthless if He wasn't a faithful God, but He is. None of them can be nullified or voided because He always keeps His word. Every promise, He is faithful to it. He will make good on it. 2 Corinthians 1, 18 through 20 says, "But as God is faithful, our word to you was not yes and no, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus and Timothy, was not yes and no, but in Him was yes. For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." For all the promises. Did you see that? It says all the promises, plural. It's not just talking about one. It's talking about all the promises in Him are yes, and in Him, amen. I'm telling you, those promises are available to us. We just got to believe. We got to believe that He is faithful to His word, that He will do what He says. And you know, whether or not we can believe really comes down to this, is how we judge God. You say, "Oh, wait a minute, preacher. I'm not ever going to judge God." I want to assure you, we all judge God every day. We either judge Him to be faithful or not. Hebrews 11 and 11, "By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged Him faithful who had promised." God has made exceeding great and precious promises to all of us. We have to judge Him faithful who promised. Try to think about it from Sarah's point of view. That all her life, she wanted to have a baby. And she never could. And in that culture, it was a horrible curse. And the years go by, the decades go by. And she's 90 years old when she finally conceives and has the promised child. But for so many years, she counted Him faithful who had promised. She judged Him as faithful. And I'm telling you, you might be waiting a long time. You might think, it might seem, it might feel like somehow that God has forgotten. I can assure you, He has not. Judged Him to be faithful. He will keep His promises to you. See, if we know that God is faithful, we'll keep doing God's will. We'll keep doing what we're supposed to. It will give us the strength to keep going. But when we forget, or we begin to doubt in God's faithfulness, we get weary in well-doing. We give up. You see, so many that are out of church today, not really serving God, they didn't know that God was faithful. They think that God let them down somewhere, somehow. And somewhere along the way, they gave up. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." It's that faithfulness of God that gives us a confidence in His promises. A few verses later, verse 35 and 36, "Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise." You see, it's when we know that God is faithful, it gives us that confidence to keep going. It helps us to endure through the hard times, through those times when it looks like there's no way or it'll never happen. We keep going and we do the will of God. And then we receive the promise. You can trust Him. In the tests, the trials of life, no matter how difficult it gets, you can trust Him. You know, we are all in a battle, and there are going to be attacks that come. We need to know that. But we also need to know this, 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Do you realize that God is well able to protect you? You realize that God can put a hedge of protection around you and guard you? It's very interesting when you read about this in the book of Job, where the Lord says to Satan, "Have you beheld my servant Job, an upright man who hates evil, who fears God?" And Satan says, "Yeah, but that's because you've got this hedge of protection around him. You're blessing him. Let me at him." Satan couldn't even get at him until the Lord allowed him to attack him. Couldn't touch him. Said, "That's because you're protecting him. Let me touch him." And after everything was destroyed, his health was gone. Here's what Job says: "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." He said, "I know my Redeemer lives." Job still trusted God. It didn't matter what it looked like. He knew that God would bring him through. He knew that God would take care of him. He says, "I will trust him." And I want to tell you this morning, he is trustworthy. Now, we know the end of Job's life was better than the beginning. The Lord blessed him with twice what he had before. And I preached this message earlier this year, but I just got to say it. It has become one of my favorite phrases from the Bible. After all those terrible things happened to Job, it says, after this, he lived 140 years. After this. You're going through some things right now, I want to tell you, the faithfulness of God will get you through, and there'll be an after this for you. You've got to trust God. No matter how it looks, what you're going through, God is faithful. 1 Peter 4:12 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you." Why are we surprised? The Bible warns us there's going to be battles and tests and trials. Then in verse 19 it says, "Let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to Him in doing good as to a faithful Creator." Sometimes we just got to keep serving God, doing what's right, and, you know, we go through hard times. Now, it's not talking about when we go through hard times because we were being foolish. It's talking about when we go through hard times because we were doing the will of God. You know, sometimes you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. Sometimes doing the right thing, I tell you, in this world, it just gets you in trouble. But he says, commit their souls to Him in doing good, a faithful Creator. Just keep going. Trusting God. Committing your soul to Him. In fact, we just need to commit it all to Him. Whatever your struggle is, commit it to a faithful God. 2 Timothy 1:12, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to keep what I have committed to Him until that day." What have you committed to Him? See, He is able to keep what you've committed to Him. Don't let disappointment, a hurt, a tragedy keep you from moving forward with your walk with God. When you don't understand everything, that's the time that you trust Him. You trust in His faithfulness. I know some are sad because they feel like that God has let them down in some way. Disappointment. But God is faithful. And the things that have happened in your past, things, hurtful things, don't blame God, but instead trust God. Amen. You see, over the years, I've seen a lot of hurtful things and seen a lot of things happen that are wrong, lots of disappointments and lots of ugly things in this world, lots of mean people in this world. But I've seen over and over and over God's faithfulness. He's good, always faithful. And as long as we trust Him, we'll have the strength to keep going. He always makes a way. Even when we are struggling. 1 Corinthians 10:13, no temptation has overtaken you except as such as is common to man, but God who is faithful. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but will with the temptation also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Now, certainly I think that God makes a way of escape from temptation when we are tempted to do some evil thing. But you'll notice here the terminology here, he says that you may be able to bear it. He's not only talking about what we might normally think of this temptation. I'm tempted to do this bad thing. He's also talking about that when we're doing the will of God, when we're serving God, there's times when there's great pressure on us to give up. There's times when we're tempted to go back on what we believe and no longer stand in faith. But he says he'll make a way of escape so that we can bear up under it. It won't be too much for us. And you know what? Sometimes it seems like, God, I'm there, God. This is too much. But I tell you, we need to count him faithful, because as long as you know he's faithful, you know you're going to be all right. Remember this phrase, but God is faithful. It's right there, 1 Corinthians 10:13, but God is faithful. You see, whenever you're going through things and you're telling your spouse, this happened to me and that happened to me, or you're talking to your brother, sister in the Lord, please pray for me, this is what's going on. I think a lot of the time we just need to end those conversations or end that sentence with, but God is faithful. See, we're not ever in despair. We're not ever giving up. We're trusting God. And we say, but God is faithful. Know that he's going to get you through. You can count on him. He'll make a way somehow. One man who went out in a sailboat, he got stranded because there was no wind. And so for several hours, he just drifted. And he was praying the whole time. You know, he's praying for a breeze, and he's just drifting and drifting and drifting. Well, finally, a motorboat comes along, and they give him a tow and tow him back. And he realized as they were towing him that there were all these stumps in the water. And if he had had a wind in a sailboat, he would not have been able to navigate those stumps safely. God knew what he needed. And here's my point to you. Isn't it amazing how often God does it a different way than what we thought, maybe even the way that we prayed? That's why we just need to learn to trust him, that he is faithful and he'll make a way. He always comes through. And I know that this is for some of us this morning. He is faithful when we fail or fall. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, if you think that you've gone too far, if you think that you've messed up too many times, let me tell you, he is faithful. He is faithful to forgive. To forgive and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. You can count on it. And not only that, the one who began a good work in you, Philippians 1:6 says that he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to finish what he started. He's going to present you to himself blameless. Amazing verses from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. So if you've gotten discouraged with your own failings, your own weaknesses, I want to encourage you this morning that there is a faithful God who is on your side and who is at work in you, and He will do it. If you're struggling this morning to believe, I encourage you to trust Him. If you've been hurt, disappointed, things you don't understand, I encourage you. He is faithful. He'll see you through. Maybe you've been unfaithful to Him. I want you to know He loves you, and He'll still be faithful to you. When you're standing on the promise, when you're going through a fiery trial, when you're tested or tempted, He's faithful. When everybody else turns their back on you, when it seems impossible, when you can't grasp it, you can't understand, He's faithful. Won't you stand with me? We're going to pray. I want our prayer partners to come. Father, I ask you, forgive us for the times when we've doubted you, the times that we have questioned your character. Lord, though we may have questions in our mind, help us, Lord, to always know that you are faithful. Father, I pray this morning for the one that's been hurt, that's been disappointed, that's felt let down. I pray for them, Father, this morning that they will find in you a trust, a rest in the faithfulness of God. I pray, Father, this morning for those that are struggling with doubts and unbelief, fears. I pray, Father, that they'll come to know that perfect peace. Say, trust in you. I pray, Father, this morning, Lord, for the one who's never really, truly made you the Lord of their life. I pray that today they will come to a place of real faith, turn it all over to you, trust you with their life. And Father, I pray that you just be glorified in us, that in this dark world where there's so much uncertainty, Lord, that we will tell all that we know of a faithful God. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to dismiss you in just a moment. And as we dismiss, I encourage you, if God is dealing with your heart this morning, let somebody pray with you. I know that all of us, all of you, have been through disappointments and hurt. Some of you, though, you're right now in the thick of it, and it's just raw in your heart, and you need prayer this morning. Let somebody pray with you. Some of you right now, you're in a battle. Let somebody pray with you about that. But whatever your need might be this morning, you're welcome to come. We'd be glad to pray with you. I'm going to dismiss you this morning with a passage from the book of Revelation, because I want to declare to you that our God is faithful, and He will always do exactly what He said He would do. And in this world, there are a lot of people who have misjudged Him and railed against Him. And I want you to know, there's coming a day when all will know that our God is faithful. It's Revelation 19, beginning with verse 11. Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. And now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron, and he himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, he's coming. He's going to return to this earth on a white horse, leading the army of heaven with that name, Faithful and True. Amen. All will know then. Do you know it now? He is faithful. He is faithful. Lord bless you. You're dismissed. If you need prayer, you come.